Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
I just love the way this bloke plays football. He plays above his weight, always puts in cliche, but if he can possibly go more than 100%, this man does exactly that each and every week. It was on display again last night when the Storm, too good for the Broncos, 46 points to 8. I'm, of course, talking about Brandon Smith, who joins us now. G'day, mate.
Hey, how you going?
Very well, thank you. Congratulations on another terrific performance from a side that is just playing such good, consistent footy. Although, just seeing some of the pictures of your coach at halftime, did you get a bit of a spray, the team?
Yeah, no, it wasn't a great halftime speech for Bowsy. He wasn't too happy with the way our first 20 minutes or first 40 minutes, we should say, went. And he saw the complacency at the start of the warm-up and stuff like that. So we went out and proved that we were kind of taking the piss a bit. And he definitely made us feel his wrath.
I saw that Cameron Munster arrived a little bit late to the halftime meeting. Did that go down well?
Yeah, he's all right. I think Cameron's the golden boy in Bowser's eyes, so he can do no wrong, Cameron Munster.
I noticed last night he even got a little break, Cameron Munster, and they kept the old fella on. The skipper stayed on, and you moved to dummy half. But what about with Cameron Smith? What is it about he needs to play 80 minutes every week? Does he ever want to have a blow, or is it the same every week?
I think he just loves the game of rugby league. I think he just loves to be out on the paddock, and even when you know we're up by 40, he still gets filthy if they want to bring him off. But yeah, that's just the way he is, and that's probably why he's done everything he's done in the game.
What's the best thing about playing with Cam Smith?
40-20s really help. But, yeah, just the ultimate composure he has in the game, and, you know, when everything's not really going your way, he has that ability to just bring things down to his level and pretty much play the game in slow motion. And the boys, you know, they get off the back of that. Cameron missed one training this week. Yeah, the boys gave him a holiday, so the training session went absolutely AWOL, and everyone was getting frantic and everything. And it's just, I think the coaches wanted to sign Cameron for another 5 years after that training session. So, yeah, it's just what he does is just keeps everything composed and just makes it a lot easier for everyone around him.
Brandon, you've spent obviously most of your time at Melbourne now playing lock or as a middle forward, with obviously Cameron being so good, and now with Harry Grant going well and coming back and being more a dummy half, does it, in the long term, do you see yourself staying with the role you're doing, or would you much rather be a hooker longer term?
Well, I obviously want to be a hooker, but at the moment, the way things are, and with my contract at the Storm being finishing at 2022, it's not really up to me. If you know what I mean, it's not really up to me if I want to play hooker, if I want to play lock. I just got to do my best and, you know, trying to prove myself in whatever position I get. So I look forward to trying to stick out this contract. And if I'm not the hooker, I'm not the hooker. But if I am, I am. So the best man will get the job is what I'm saying.
Have you ever played a game where you don't have a go?
Nah.
I'm being serious. I mean, every time I watch you, you give every ounce of everything you got. When I've watched you play the last 3 or 4 years, I've never seen you not be one of the best competitors on the field. Is that the way you've grown up, or did you more develop that when you got to Melbourne?
No, I think that's just how it's always been for me. I mean, I'm not the biggest guy, and I just like to, you know, have a crack. It's like me. That's like me off the field as well, though. Every training session, I try to have a crack, and every session on the beers, I try to have a real crack. So it's just been instilled in me since I was a kid, and I've had it all my life. So it's just a normal thing for me to do. And when I'm coming off the bench, I sort of want that role. As you know, if we're down, I want to do something to change the game, and it's a good feeling going on 2 points down and then coming off 20 points up. So that's what makes me happy, and just trying to make a difference in the team.
And are you competitive in, golf or cards? What are you doing up there in the beautiful Sunshine State as the hub for the Melbourne Storm?
Yeah, no, we play a lot of cards. Like, ridiculous amounts of cards. I won $20 before the game off Elise and Kenny. So it was a good start to my day already. But we play a lot of cards, and the hub's been awesome because it's really helped us, you know, come together as a team. You know, we get to hang out with more people than, well, with people that we don't usually hang out with as much when we're in Melbourne. And I think there's a real good vibe getting around the club at the moment. So I think that's a direct correlation to why we're performing well.
We were just having a chat before about Sonny Bill coming back and whether or not, I mean, everyone might get jealous if he's going to the Roosters, but would you be happy to see him come back to the game? I know it's going to be for an opposition team, but do you think it is good for the game to have a star like that come back?
Oh, definitely. As a fan myself, there's nothing I'd rather, you know, take away from wanting to play against someone like him. And I think he's just a star in, you know, all of sports that he's been a part of. And whether he plays for the Roosters or not, it doesn't really faze me. And I think everyone's doubting him a bit, which is something I don't think about doing, because you put that kind of person in amongst a you know, a cultured club like the Roosters and stuff like that, and I think he'll just really shine. And I look forward to seeing him come back. Obviously, you know, it's just, he's a kind of a hero for me, and if I ever get to play against him, it'll be a real, real special opportunity, and try to take his head off.
You are a star. Off the field as well as on it. Mate, thanks so much for talking to us. It's been a great pleasure, and I have to do it again very soon.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Brandon Smith.
What a legend. I want to have a beer with him now.
A thousand.
Yeah.
Isn't it great? Like, he's just the answer that adds who he is. And he, no sugarcoating. And, like, the question about the hooker, like, one is obviously a bit of a political one for him, because Harry Grant's obviously going great, and he's definitely going back. And but he said, I love being hooker, and I'm here till 22, and I'll just play where they tell me to play.
Best man for the job.
And I'll play well.
That other question you're asking about the fact that he does give that everything every time he plays footy, whether that's something that's just happened when he was a kid, or you can you learn it?
There's certainly, those, you see, you've seen players over the time go to clubs that are actually going really well, and Melbourne's, you know, it's probably been the best club in the past sort of 10 years in particular, of definitely making improvements on players. There's no doubt about that. But a player goes to Melbourne, he certainly competes. Sometimes if he wasn't a great competitor, he certainly becomes a good competitor. There's no doubt. But that kid obviously told us that's what he's done his whole life, and it doesn't matter whether he's drinking beers, playing cards, or whatever it is, he's trying to do the absolute best, didn't he?
And I think maturity as well, Tane, you know, as you get older and you realise how important it is and the opportunity that you have, and sometimes you can take that for granted when you're a little bit younger, but he's obviously just a guy that only knows one way. And, you know, what a great, you know, to have him as part of your organisation. I mean, even as a young guy coming through, he's a guy that provides things for the older guys, like Cameron Smith, and that would feed off what he brings to a club.
Yes, indeed, Brandon Smith. We like the cut of your jib. This is the Saturday Scrum. Thanks to King G.